You are listening to a summary of Once More Under the Breach, a report by Alan J. Auerbach and William G. Gale.
The U.S. economic recovery, along with declines in healthcare spending projections, had produced some positive gains in the country's fiscal outlook. By early 2016, alas, this dynamic turned negative, and now long-term forecasts are increasingly disturbing. Economic and policy professionals Alan J. Auerbach and William G. Gale compellingly articulate the case that the United States faces severe future fiscal instability. Get Abstract recommends this eye-opening report to anyone interested in the health and vibrancy of the U.S. economy over the coming decades.
Recent projections about the United States' fiscal condition in 10 years' time, 25 years' time and beyond raise serious concerns. Since the economic recovery began in 2009, the outlook for the country's budgetary situation had improved, thanks to weak yet steady growth, spending cuts, and a forecast easing of healthcare price pressures. Short-term deficits also shrank, as revenues accelerated along with the economic rebound. But by February 2016, the fiscal prognosis had changed, altered assumptions, rules, and economic and technical factors now lead analysts to predict that the debt-to-GDP ratio, currently at 75.6%, will rise markedly to 91% in 2025, compared to an earlier forecast of 81%. The outlook for 2040 is even more ominous, as the ratio jumps from its previous estimated value of 120% to 152%. Even if interest rates remain at their currently constrained levels, the ratio still rises to 110% by 2041. The 2025 forecast assumes that public revenues persist at 18% of GDP, while spending grows by nearly 3 percentage points of GDP, all tied to upswings in benefit and interest costs. The government-run trust funds that cover transportation, disability and Medicare hospital insurance are depleting and will require adjustments in 2016, 2022 and 2030. Respectively. Short-term deficits could reach 6.1% of GDP in 2026, while the U.S. Congressional Budget Office predicts a 2026 deficit of 5.9%, the highest full employment deficit, other than during the Great Recession, in the post-war period. Long-term budgeting reveals even graver concerns, as the weight of expanding entitlement programs begins to disrupt the fiscal order. Assuming even the rosiest scenarios on Medicare and Medicaid spending, debt to GDP will be at 100% by 2028. 2 years later, it will break the record of 106%, and by 2041, it will climb to 156%. Such negative projections force policymakers to consider what they must do annually, in terms of tax increases or spending reductions, to reach specific debt to GDP targets in the future. To return to the U.S. historical average of 36% debt to GDP in 2041, government must plan in 2016 for taxes to rise by 24% or for non-interest expenditures to fall by 22%. Delays in enacting measures to rein in ballooning debt will require harsh tax and spending decisions. High debt levels will considerably impede the economy's growth and reduce fiscal policy latitude.